special about this child. After all, God sent angels to speak to them, to tell them. But what we know from Scripture is that they may not have fully understood the greatness of this child. As Jesus continued his life and ministry, we see some instances where Mary's not really sure what's going on with Jesus. And so she may not have fully grasped what was happening, but she knew this was the most unique birth ever. The beauty of this miracle is not only that this child was born through an immaculate conception, but also the reason that this child was born. And that reason is given to us in Matthew 1:21, which says, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Now, the name Jesus comes from the Hebrew name for Joshua, which means Savior. So that's why they name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. His name means Savior. So the reason alone that he comes to be our Savior is enough to amaze me in his birth. And if you've ever had a child, for parents, you know, if you've ever had a child, you know how miraculous this moment was for Mary and Joseph. And like Mary and Joseph, you have probably asked some of the same questions because, you know, an angel comes and says, this child is special, more special than any child. So special, he's going to be born to you, Mary, though you are a virgin. So they know there's something special about this. But don't we as parents go through the same thing? Our child is born and we're like, this one's going to be special. You know, and we know every child that we have, we know there's something. And here's the big question we all ask. And I bet you that Mary and Joseph are thinking the same thing. Because they're looking at baby Jesus going, oh, what is so special for him? What do you mean, save us from our sins? We see later that Mary doesn't quite understand what Jesus' primary goal really is until the end. But she's looking at her child, her baby, and saying, when you say special, God, what do you mean? And she asked kind of this, I mean, I don't know what she asked, but she's got to be thinking the same thing we think when we have our kids. God, what are you going to do with this child? What are your plans for my baby boy? I've had three of them. I have asked that question three times. And we all look at our kids and say, what are you going to do with this kid? What are you going to do with my child? What are your plans? What are your goals? What are you going to do? God, I'm excited to see, and I bet Mary and Joseph were really excited to see what the Father had planned for his son. Without fully understanding the whole scope of the ministry that Jesus was going to perform and the action of his cross and resurrection. So I bet on that first Christmas evening, it didn't feel too much different than what some of us have gone through. The baby was born immaculately, and they're sitting there going, the beauty of my son, and he's special. God, what are you going to do? So Christmas must have been exceptionally special for Mary and Joseph, that first Christmas. But what makes Christmas now so special for us? What makes Christmas, the birth of our Savior, so unique from other Christian holidays that we celebrate? I think back to the most memorable Christmas I've ever had, and I remember 13 years old. And my parents bring, we're down to the end of the presents. You know that feeling you get when underneath the tree that's getting really scarce and there's not a few presents left and you're like, is my name on any of those that are left? And you're a little like bummed because you're getting to the end of the presents, especially when you're a 13-year-old. And I see that there are not many left and my dad picks up a box about this big. He goes, "To Mark from Mom and Dad." I'm like, ooh, what is this? I tear this package open, and I am filled with the greatest amount of joy I think I'd ever experienced up until that point in my life. I was ready to cry. This was the most amazing gift I've ever received. This gift is a gift that was so amazing that I'm sharing it in a message 20 years later, okay? I'll never forget how much joy and love I felt like my parents had in me when I saw that they gave me my first Sega Genesis game station. I was like, if I was an adult, I don't know, I would have hugged them. But I was a 13-year-old boy, and I was, and here's the thing. It was so great at the time that I still remember it. And I remember back on that, and I wanted to burst from the seams with excitement. I was finally like my friends. I finally got to play Madden 95 with my controller by myself, NBA, Vector Man, you know, I was just excited for this. And I'll tell you what, at 13 years old, and I take no credit for recognizing this, it is all the work of my mom and dad. At 13 years old, I remember being excited and telling myself, as awesome as this is not what this is about. Because I remember being excited about the gift and thinking, still, it's just a toy. You know, it's just a toy. And what we did is every Christmas before presents, my dad would open up the Bible and he would read a short section of the scriptures that would tell us about the birth of Jesus, and he wouldn't preach. My dad's not a preacher. He wouldn't preach. He wouldn't go on and on. It took like 5 minutes tops, and he would say, Christmas is not about presents. Christmas is about Jesus and his birth, and that's why we're here. It was simple. It wasn't profound. It wasn't deep. It didn't take an hour. It took a few minutes, and I'll never forget it because we did it every Christmas. And because of that, when I opened up this toy and realized I've never been this happy in my life, I thought, this isn't what happiness is about. Now, recognize all good things come from God, including Sega Genesis. So when I realized that this toy is not why we're celebrating Christmas, I had to ask myself, what? Why? Why are we celebrating Christmas? The scripture from what Dave read for us just a few minutes ago was from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Selena's going to finish that text for us later. But verse 7 in that text that Dave already read says this, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. When I read that, the phrase firstborn son caught my attention. Because usually when you hear firstborn son, as we're talking about Jesus, it's a spiritual meaning. He is of first importance. That's what it means. It's a spiritual meaning. In this text, it's a very natural meaning. He's literally the firstborn in his family. We know that because he has younger brothers and Mary was a virgin. So this is the first, he's the first boy, first kid born into his family. And I thought about the significance that is for us, that Jesus being the firstborn, you know, 2 Corinthians 6:18, God says we are his sons and daughters. So if you think about Christmas, Jesus is the firstborn into the family of God. And then we come into the family of God, sort of like younger brothers and sisters of Jesus. And we know that because Romans 8 tells us we are brothers and sisters with Christ and fellow heirs of the promise. And so because of this Christmas evening when Jesus is born, he then dies and rises from the grave so that we could be part of the family. So really, Jesus is born so that we could be born again. And that is such a cool concept that because Jesus is born into the family of God, we are born again into the family of God. So it's because of Christmas that we have a Savior who lived a perfect life that we couldn't live, and it's because of Christmas that we are saved through this child's death and resurrection. And as a 13-year-old boy myself, this concept flooded my mind as I reveled at the glory of my Sega Genesis and thinking to myself, I'm a child, maybe not have processed this thought as a 13-year-old, but now that I'm older, I can conceptualize the idea that I am a child of God because Jesus was willing to be a child to Joseph and Mary. I'm a child of God because Jesus was willing to be a child himself and humble himself. So, I'll encourage you with these parting thoughts. When I was a child, before we opened presents, we always did them at night. We'd go around and look at lights. I'm grateful. We'd go get in the car, look at lights, come back, open presents. I'm grateful because I always remember that now as an adult looking back and thinking, we looked at lights before we celebrated the light of the world. And so before you go look at lights or do something like that tonight, I want you to remember the light of the world who came to put light into you. And before you have Christmas dinner tonight, be thankful, praise Jesus for his provision because it's his birthday we're celebrating. And before you open your presents tonight or tomorrow morning, give thanks to Jesus. For because he was born, we are born again. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this evening. It is because of Jesus that we celebrate. It is because of his birth that we are born into your family. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for your goodness, your kindness, and your mercy to us in this season. As we leave these doors tonight and go home to our families, I pray that we would be centered and focused on you, Jesus, that you would be our ultimate joy and our ultimate celebration tonight. So thank you for the things you've given us, for the homes that are warm, that we sit in and we open presents in. Thank you for the presents and the gifts. Thank you for the food, for the candlelight, for for the family that we celebrate Christmas with, for the vehicles we use to travel to family, for this church in which we get to worship you in, for all the many provisions that you provide. Ultimately, we're thankful for your salvation. We praise you tonight, Jesus. It is in your name that we pray. Amen.